Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Comics Podcast. I don't know why I sound like William Shatner, but my name is DJ Hatter, and today I'm here with my best friend, my brother.
Oh, why are you saying nice stuff?
Yeah, I got to. Director, writer. Okay. Y'all gonna hear him soon. Okay, you know, okay, y'all know him on YouTube channel. His link will be in the description.
Okay.
Raheem Adams.
Okay. Okay. Hey,
Raheem Adams, my brother.
Yeah, no, real quick. Fuck that. Did I lose my gun?
What gun you got?
I think I picked up another gun.
Yeah, you probably did.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
We're playing Call of Duty while doing this, too, by the way.
Did I kill him?
Nah, you might have. You rusty.
What? I pussy.
I said you rusty. Okay. Rusty.
Okay.
All right. Oh, ooh. Damn.
Yeah, look at your ass. Yeah, look at your ass.
I kill five people to fight and die.
Hey. I suck.
But yeah, it's been a minute since we've been on this podcast, and he had a good idea to have one tonight. Lots of we can talk about.
Just because I'm high. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is that why?
Yeah. I was like, hey, I sometimes say funny stuff or the wrong stuff when I'm high. And I like to take gambles, so.
Take gambles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you watch any new movies?
I'm so high. You can give me a second. I'm trying to think. Okay, I saw Drive Away Dolls. It's an Ethan Coke. Damn!
That nigga turned to dust.
Damn!
Yeah.
I saw an Ethan Coen and Trisha Cook as his wife. Uh-huh. They wrote and directed it. It's a lesbian movie. That was disappointing.
Huh.
But it was still enjoyable though.
Right. Box.
Bastard.
There you kill him.
Nah.
How long that movie though?
It's like an hour or something. It's like a real short. It's like an old school B movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like those 70mm. Oh, them boys are grenade. I mean, what the fuck?
That was you.
Oh, damn.
You do that grenade.
Oh. Damn, that's my last grenade. Bitch.
You got a box.
What's in the box? I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, good luck. I'm not watching that
shit. I like to watch it high. But I never watch. I don't watch the end, though.
That's disturbing.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, no,
that's my
movie.
I
don't make it less disturbing.
That's my favorite. No, I feel like I don't know. No, what's my dog name? Not rapist. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
He's I don't like him obviously, but I mean that role was, it was a good role.
Then that was his best one.
For me, it is. I don't know if it's the best. That's my favorite though. This bitch sneak up on me, bro. Oh, pussy ass.
You should get where you at. Right? Damn, I ain't killing him yet.
Hey.
Damn. But yeah, you got merch on that one. Watch a stream up on a Twitch channel. I don't know if they're gonna put that together though. And they know when you're actually cursing and shit, we're probably, oh shit. Yeah.
I don't know, they can't hear us on the mic, ain't it?
On this?
No, on the stream.
No.
Oh, what they say that, baby. You can't hear this, baby.
Hey, baby. hey, baby. Yo, I'm using my phone. My phone didn't got no headphones in this game.
I went to the I was like, you cannot hear this, boy. Nah. I just fucked your whole brain up.
Oh, man. But Kevin Spacey, I don't know. I don't think I have a.
You didn't protect me.
I know you did.
Oh, shit. I was right there, buddy.
Oh, word. Look at behind you.
Come on, little sucker. Oh, they killed me.
I don't know if I got a.
Oh no, Kevin I killed Spacey's, myself. Yeah,
Kevin Spacey.
Favorite role?
Nah, I can't say the negotiator because like between him and.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, him and Sam Jackson were, in my opinion, perfect. Really? Though, like,
yeah, that's
like
that's a great casting.
Yeah, they were the same, but they were different. Yeah, like you know, some people going for Kevin Spacey. Like if they didn't know what was going on, you'd be going for Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
and not going for Sam because he, you know, if people who don't know, negotiator was what year was that? 1997?
I don't know. I know F. Gary Gray directed it. He did Friday, Straight Outta Compton, A Man Apart.
Okay.
Fate of the Furious, which I don't think he wants anybody to remember that.
No.
Set It Off.
Oh, okay. That's a good
one. He got like a lot of classic movies he directed. And he's black.
Yeah?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah. I mean, I know it now.
Well, yeah, not when it happened.
Yeah, not when it happened. Yeah. What the hell is
that? He did Fantastic Four, but they want somebody else.
No, that was Malcolm Lee. Malcolm Lee.
The other black guy.
Yeah. Tim Story. Tim Story.
That black guy.
Yeah. That one out of third. That one out of three black guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he coming. He coming. I got him.
Turret. Come on, goddamn. Fuck on this turret. Sorry.
I just got him in the first one.
Oh, but the negotiator is. Probably one of my favorite, like, especially when it comes to, I guess, not partner movies, but they would be,
Like two-handed?
Yeah. I think that's like leads. one of my favorite ones with them in it.
Yeah.
There ain't too many movies like that I like, but with Kevin Spacey in it. Yeah. But that one, L.A. Confidential, was a good. That was again. It's Kevin Spacey casting that one. Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Guy Pearce.
Nicole Kidman. No, not Nicole Kidman. Yeah, she is in it. I thought it was Kim Basinger.
You know what?
Basinger?
You might be right. It might be Kim.
Might be Kim.
You know what, man? Like, I looked it up now. I'm mad.
Might be Kim. I'm pretty sure it's Kim now. When she wears red lipstick, it reminds me of Vicky Vale. I think she had on red lipstick and she was.
You know what? Yeah, that's really cool. I thought the shit out of her in that one part of the movie.
No, he sent her.
It wasn't her. It wasn't.
Not that it's funny. It was funny.
I'm not condoning it, but it was just funny.
No, but it was funny.
It was the first chick that he fell in love with, and because she slept with a guy, he was just like.
I mean, listen.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Sorry.
Listen, though. We mad at him for that? How are you feeling that?
About that scene itself?
Because.
No, okay, like, you can't be. Okay, first of all, everybody, they're cops, and they're trying to solve this. There's one big murder. There's one case, and it involves three different cops and their bosses.
Oh,
like,
damn it!
I can't. Yeah, shot again.
Dog, I was on it.
Yeah, he was working on that one.
I got 59.
But you know the guy who played the doctor and iRobot is their chief, their captain.
Jim Cromwell.
Yeah, he's that.
No, wait, white dude?
The doctor that died? That
Yeah, Mr. Cromwell, that detective.
Is the right question.
Yeah,
that guy.
I don't know shit.
Yeah.
No, all the good movies. Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, but he's
Jim Cromwell.
Yeah, he's the captain. And like three different, three different detectives trying to, solve a case in their own way. Kevin Spacey is like that Hollywood-esque detective and stuff like that. So, you get to see like how they portray their characters and how those cops would act. And Guy Pearce is the goody two-shoe. But go back to your question, you can't be the goody two-shoe and then sleep with the dude who you keep trying to prove a point to, who is a dirty cop. Well, not dirty, but he's just more gruff. Damn. He's more gruff. Like, he's actually like, I don't know if he's older, but he's more seasoned.
Yeah.
Serving the military does that to people when they shoot. It's still like no old L.A. type movies. The person just got out of World War, whatever. And being a detective and stuff, during that time, it made sense. But, you can't preach being a goody two-shoe and do shit like that.
No.
Now, I'm not blaming him. That's the question. That's the question.
It's Kim Basinger.
It's Kim Basinger.
Am I mad at him? No.
No.
That, if you're asking that question, I'm not mad at him. I just think he's a punk for doing it.
Yeah.
But
it's Kim Basinger.
You can have some self control, but
that's Kim Basinger. The thing is, he was there. He saw that woman literally for a few minutes, and then boom, give me.
He was like, yeah, that's right. Like you.
Nah.
That was disgusting if you think about it.
Yeah, I did like the last part of the movie though.
I don't remember.
It was, I'm gonna say him. It was like one of those old video games, like old mafia type games, shootouts or whatever. They stuck in one place, you gotta defend that area, then they got stuck in
the. Like a last stand?
Last stand between the two of them fighting the dirty cops.
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
You went around. Sap sucker. I told you things, what's that movie? The Untouchables is exactly what Gangsta Squad was.
Oh, with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
If you watch that and watch Gangsta Squad, it is not even an homage. It's just a damn near remake.
I think L.A. Confidential would be a better double feature with The Untouchables versus with Gangsta Squad. Which, I think that was the first one with Gangsta Squad and The Untouchables, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah!
Got it too late, sorry.
Nah, you straight. I said a duck.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get my pistol. Bastard!
I got him. I don't know how I killed him, but I got him.
He threw that last grenade. Don't you kill him, you
bitch. He did.
150 to 40. We can do better.
Yeah. Nice. That's you. Final kill.
But they gave me a final kill?
Yeah.
Oh, this bullshit.
That's a good kill.
I ain't going to get no more after this.
You got 77 kills.
Oh, if I die 7 times.
Yeah, this is a lot of video game talking at the same time. We talk about different things at the same time, man. We can continue it.
I'm so high. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
When you hear this shit back, this going to surprise the shit out of you. That's all I can tell you.
I said something stupid.
Nah. Nah. You good. But yeah, L.A. Confidential is a good one.
Yeah.
But, I think things like so far. Oh man, you only watched the first episode of X-Men 97, didn't you?
Yeah,
but
I don't know shit.
But okay, so I ain't gonna tell you nothing else because everything else is like pure fire right now, like moonshine fire. That's some tough shit. by the way.
I had to envision it first. I was lost.
Remember that moonshine fight? Yeah. Okay. Remember that feel? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I wish we saw the eclipse more, because that was... I'm not trying to talk on nature, but that was some pussy shit. I
ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's to give you superpowers, like it.
No. You know, Nat Turner, the slave that led a slave rebellion? Well, yeah, I hope you let it, you old fuck. I don't know, you're old ass. They say you's one and I ain't one. I don't know that shit. So, he was in the field when an eclipse happened. Uh-huh. And to him, that was his sign to basically kill everybody. So,
oh shit.
Every time I hear the eclipse coming, I'm like,
somebody about to have mass genocide.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what happened before the Capitol attack. I don't know. But there's just, something new. Maybe just picks and choose his. I fucked up my English there for a second. Man, that episode when Frank went out was oh shit.
But yeah, you ain't watched X-Men 97 yet. Oh, you watched the first episode.
When Magneto showed up.
Yeah, that ended that one. Yeah,
hey, thing. Sir, can you die?
But so far, like this one, that one episode or whatever, your first impressions of it.
DJ, that's the problem, baby. We watched that high too. I don't know. I gotta rewatch it.
Oh man,
I barely remember. I remember Magneto showing up. I'm high. You gotta show me who you shooting at, man.
He just told about
who he is.
Okay, shoot the shit.
X-Men, yeah.
X-Men.
It was cool, but it's not enough for me to say anything yet. You know, usually it takes me a few episodes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's just... It can't be me being biased, because especially when it comes to Marvel stuff or whatever, right. I am, like, critical as shit.
Yeah, but we both biased when it comes to the anime stuff, though.
True. But, the last great Marvel anime they had, like, animated... Oh, shit. Series that they had... was maybe Ultimate Spider-Man going into the Ultimate Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Or Avengers Assemble. But, and then the one before that, Earth Mightiest Heroes, they're still the greatest Avengers animated show that they got. But they used to be in the with the old Ultimate Avengers, Black Panther, and then the second one, Planet Hulk, blah, 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 blah. But, this anime, I think, like, because it's up to date, but it still feels like the classic one. That's a nostalgia. I think that's, I don't know, that's how they got me into it.
Yeah.
But the first episode, like, every character felt like they didn't change it. Or they changed because it was a different year. Damn, they get murdered. Damn. Turn nigga in the paste. Oh.
Why are you just sitting there lining up like they about to take a picture?
Damn, box.
Just a nice. Damn! Who threw a bomb in that bitch?
Box. But yeah, so far the first episode, that's when Cyclops had did that
cool.
I felt like Cyclops is actually we're so used to watching the regular ones, which they fuck him up all the time. And when they make the, well, except for James Marsden one, they did fuck him up.
Because the first one
he was Cyclops. It's just like they didn't give the people who ain't Hugh Jackman, because Hugh Jackman been popping at the time.
Yeah,
that. He had, like, Wolverine is cool, yeah, don't get me wrong, but he's not Cyclops. The leader of the X-Men taking the backseat. He should, oh, shit, he should at least be damn 50-50 with him. As much time as Wolverine got.
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
50.
Yeah.
You about to die, baby, because I ain't know where you at.
Bosses. Bosses. Okay. Wow. Bosses. Nigga, fuck.
Nigga, bum. Yeah. Gotcha, bitch. Oh, who took my kill?
I don't know.
No, yeah, J. Cole was soft for that, bro. You can't.
I apologize.
You can't.
Oh, shit.
You can't, for the last few years, say I'm the best. And then when somebody calls you out to be the best, you was like, hey, my bad. I'm sorry I lied to you, Martin. I just didn't want to go to Arizona.
I'm sorry I lied to you, Martin.
That was some pussy stuff. J. Cole, but I don't like him anyway, but. And I never have. I never pretended. I liked a few songs. I like one album.
It's nothing personal to you. So
Damn, I thought that was you.
Nah,
you let dog show me my cheek.
That's a lot outside, right? We knew you.
You was Muhammad when we went in the store.
Oh, Mike died a long time ago. What are you talking about? Mike Harrison get killed a long time ago. I just got my ass kicked back. I thought that was me the whole time. I thought
you was on my six, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie?
Charlie Chan, what the hell? Oh shit, my remote died. Oh hell, that's
it. Died?
Oh.
You gotta hold a button. Just hold me in. Just hold me.
Oh, the boy's gonna play gank me, bro. Yeah, this motherfucker did. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, this motherfucker did.
Turn that one in.
How you turn it off though?
Huh? Oh, you good. I don't know if it's dead or
it malfunctioning.
Yeah, I would assume it is.
It just it went off. Huh? Oh no, don't do it again. See, yeah, turn on.
Okay. Oh, okay, it did.
Ew, I gotta use the red one? Yeah. Nah, I did. Okay, what y'all want me to do to reconnect, nigga?
Word.
Oh.
What happened?
I'm trying not to say niggas.
What
y'all want me to do? Restart council? No.
Why the shit? The troll connected.
The troll connected. I feel like. Lord, if you gotta leave the game, like I'm cutting up.
Yeah, forever doing that. We do some work with that shit with Neil, man. But yeah, so far. But the episodes I saw on X-Men so far are real good. And you got to play the game, too.
Oh, I'm like that. I'm really like that. Nigga, bum! Are we going to talk about the movies? Because I can just start mine at the same time.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I mean, are we going to? Because I don't have nothing on my mind. Because I'm too high to function like in one direction right now.
Yours going though?
No. Mine was supposed to?
I don't know. No, I thought that's what the whole point was.
Oh, what the shit.
Hell on this game, man?
It ain't starting?
Nah, they did the whole, not the whole screen saying there, please connect, nigga, we in the game.
I thought I...
Yeah, it's starting.
What's going on, baby? I don't know my password.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, continue with my Spotify, maybe. Oh, wait, no, go back. Oh, shit.
What happened?
I don't know my password. Is that.
Oh. You had a password that shit the whole time. Right?
Okay. Man, I don't remember. Did I write it down? Oh, I don't think I wrote it down.
Okay.
Well, let me see if it's in my Yahoo. If it's not, it's in my Gmail. Then I can just reset the password.
Ah.
It's problem solved, buddy.
This thing here wild, man.
It still ain't working?
No, it's back on now.
Yeah.
Stupid as shit, but they back home.
You hungry as shit.
Nigga.
Roscoe Jenkins.
Roscoe.
Cross Color Joe.
He be getting that man hard tire every time you see him.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Oh, let me try.
That new alien movie, what is it called again?
Requiem for a Dream? I don't know.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, I do not recommend that movie to anybody, by the way.
What's that movie about?
It's just a bunch of junkies.
It's all so damn disgusting.
Just a bunch of junkies. I didn't mean it to sound in disgust.
Just a bunch of junkies. Like, why you guys?
It's a dark movie. Adam Sandler. Jesus Christ. Marlon Wayans. It's not even close.
Damn.
That was like a serious movie. Like one of the first series. Well, second serious movies he did.
Who's in it?
Marlon Wayans and Jared Leto. And Jennifer Connelly. Oh, fuck, damn it. Flashbacks. Okay, I just had a little dark.
Okay.
Dark ass ending.
You watch a lot of them movies. I have no idea what it's about.
Mind you, I watched that when I was a kid. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, why are you watching
it? I saw Marlon Wayans and Jennifer Connelly. I mean, you see Jennifer Connelly, what do you do? You don't question it. You stop.
I think when I found out she was in The Rocketeer, that was a joke about her performance.
Remind me, who are you talking about, Playboy?
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Damn!
Yeah. Did you forget that second?
No, I'm trying to do two things at once.
Bro. Oh. yeah. Rocketeer with, I can't remember.
Damn.
He was an actor that beat up J-Lo in that Enough movie.
Yeah. And my boy was in the Timothy Dalton.
You know, I watched the movie for the first time in a long time. What trips me about that movie is her.
Damn, attempt. Bro, you can't move that fast? You cannot move that fast around me. Slow that down, please.
What tripped me up about that movie was her first attempt to fight him, or last, he's in his kitchen cooking, I think.
Yeah.
And he looks at her like, what are you doing? And she put her hands up, like one of the wrestlers.
I don't know what that.
And he said, you want to fight me? Like, almost like, I shouldn't have laughed, but it sounded like, I was like, bitch, you going to fight me?
You can't.
After all the times I give you these hands, you don't want to vote.
Yeah, I was glad she got her look back.
It went from an abuse story to a straight up action movie right there.
Yeah. That kind of similar in a slower way is The Invisible Man, the new one by Lee Whannell. I like that. I know a lot of people didn't care for it, but
so let me ask you this question about that movie, The Invisible Man, 2021.
Either
20 or 21. Okay. Invisible Man, he was just a sadistic stalker.
He was an abusive boyfriend.
Yeah. My question is, did that shit give you super strength?
Yeah, suit, yeah.
Because it had to, because I don't think they explained that shit, because it's a suit made of mirrors and reflective surfaces, whatever it's going to be called. But either way, when he had picked her up, when he had lift her off her feet, not like push her.
Yeah, lifted her.
When he lifted her, I wondered if it was with both hands or one hand.
Might have been one hand, by the way. It was. I feel like it was one hand.
You think so?
I think so.
I ain't lie, bro. Getting picked up like that, getting tossed around.
That's disrespectful.
It's like, I ain't lie, Dave. That's a terrifying movie, I think about it.
Yeah, I like, actually, I know a lot of people didn't care, but I actually like it.
I only watched it once when it first went. It's not the greatest of movies, but it's not it's not an awful movie either.
Yeah. But it's nice.
It's nice, it's a mind turn off.
Yeah. It's a fun action movie.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous when you don't believe it. I'm like, how do you not believe it?
Yeah, come on. I people watch.
Yeah.
Even when I go out, you mean to tell me y'all believe that this woman just had this knife that ain't really meant to be sharp?
Yeah.
In restaurants like that, that's got a steak.
Yeah.
And cut that woman's throat like that, and then just sat there. And
that was funny. Like, that was funny, yo.
Like, damn, what, he wild?
Like, he really staged you to a murder.
That's wild.
Jeez.
And nobody hear him. Like, look here. He has to get tired.
I think he got me tiptoeing like a bird bag.
Right? Because how you get the weight and nobody's bumping into you?
I think he has to tiptoe like a bird bag.
Because mind you can see them,
yeah,
but they can't see you. So how is like nobody, like that one person accidentally bumping into you?
Like a lot of you play. Oh, wait, did I find it? Oh, that's the wrong
one. You got to resettle.
I don't even know what it is.
You got to put the password to resettle.
No, I don't even know what's going on. I'm too like out of it. I don't even know what the fuck's going on my damn self.
Like,
I can't be a pilot.
Can't be a pilot. Can't drink.
Always sing.
Man, it took me so long to watch that movie.
Huh?
I mean, the TV show, not movie, TV show.
What? Son?
Yeah.
I don't know why that either. I heard it was always on. I was like, damn, that show's still going on. Because I was hearing about that show in the Riverbend.
Oh, yeah.
That show was been around since like 2005, I think.
The Riverbend, you're right.
So, in like the last few years, I was we old.
God damn, bro.
It's alright. No, it's not, but like, it's alright.
Damn, bro.
It's not. Damn,
Riverbend.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's a long fucking time.
Hey, a lot of my extra Disney movies can't watch Riverbend too.
Oh, yeah, we watch a lot of stuff there.
What was the one? There was one I brought there before Miss Kathy was there. It was when I was in 8th grade.
The movie?
Yeah, I bought a movie, a Disney movie there that they said we couldn't watch.
Yeah.
And of all movies, we think it was.
That we couldn't watch?
Like, you couldn't, in school, the teachers did not want us to watch it. That's when I used to bring my Disney tapes.
Was it animated or was it Jack Frost?
No, it wasn't Jack Frost.
No, it's on VHS.
They let us watch that.
Was it on DVD?
No, VHS. Because I don't think, whenever I brought stuff to class in school, it was, damn, that's how old I am. It was VHS. I was bringing VHS to school.
Yeah, I remember Jack Frost was on VHS. That's why.
That was fun. I think I brought that one time and we watched that.
What's
it, this is before they had that, we could watch big TV in the
black,
in the chapel.
Black cast, white, you gotta give me somebody.
Okay, all white cast.
TJ, that's Hollywood. What's
it's okay. I said Disney. There's a monkey playing poker.
George in the Jungle?
Yeah, two.
Why?
Oh, so there's a scene when, now mind you, the whole movie is wild all by itself.
Yeah.
Because the girls, this is where girls, I guess, get themselves when they start looking at man at a certain way.
Yeah.
So George is basically wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Like almost worse than Tarzan.
Yeah.
And they start noticing, like they start pointing that little thing. So I said, y'all can't talk about that.
Yeah.
That's not cool. But the teacher.
Can't talk about that. That's not cool.
But it was the scene where Ursula came finally. I met her with her friends.
Yeah,
and they came in like Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
So the principal, Mister, I can't remember his name. He was that tall forehead nigga. Oh
Jesus!
Man, he got tall head. He was a villain.
Tall head.
He had syndrome.
Vince Vaughn.
Nigga, just like Vince Vaughn. Yep, just like Vince Vaughn.
Because Vince Vaughn got a tall head.
Because he
there's a lot of forehead.
Remember when I do? I can't remember, but I know we've ever been together. This is before,
like,
and this
I do like Vince Vaughn, by the way.
Yeah. But. Yeah, he was like, that's Charlie's Angels playing in the background. We ain't doing watching Charlie's Angels. I said, we're not watching Georgia Jones. Where's Charlie's Angels music from? But that's what people do in movies. They take spoofs and get music out of it. So y'all not watching Charlie's Angels? Like, just say we're not watching
Charlie's
Angels.
I just told you we're not watching it. I don't understand.
So why you...
I don't understand why that's still the same question.
Why is that the subject? When you clearly, you ain't hear that one box say, good morning, angels. So, I mean, like,
what? Hello, Charlie. You didn't hear that, did you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we couldn't watch it. Yeah, we finished the movie, but I couldn't bring it back after that.
George of the Jungle?
Two.
Two?
I keep saying that.
It was the first one.
I got you. The first one would have been wild, too, but there's a scene.
Yeah, I might say the first one was wild, yeah.
Where George gets completely naked and they niggas actually cursing that shit.
Yeah.
After they tossed that black dude off the bridge. And then the rules was, don't worry, he won't die. This is a Disney movie. That's what Richard Roush been in that movie.
Richard Roush.
He been a toy guy.
Because I can't figure this shit out. So
really?
Fuck yeah.
We figure about next time.
Maybe next time, buddy.
You're going to try the needles, man. I really want to watch the movie. Not the latest one.
Which one?
The original one. The original movie, yeah.
No, the first one's the best one. I mean, second one's still
I like two, yeah, I do.
Second one's freaky. That damn fiery nigga. What was he? What was his name?
And two?
Yeah, the one, you know, the Alex. What was his name?
Seamus?
I remember it too. There was this kid in my class. I think his name was Dylan. It wasn't Dylan. It was this other kid. By the way, fuck Dylan, by the way. Dylan was the reason Lane stopped talking to us for a few months. Okay. And she going to talk to me. How's my birthday's coming up? Oh, fucking Kate? I gave you a month. You expecting a gift? Disgusting. Anywho. I remember Till. I was like, hey, man, he liked that nigga from Charlie's Angels. I said, who? You said, you know someone with the tattoos. I said, bro, it's Charlie's Angels. Who got tattoos? Like, everybody got tattoos.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, you know that one? I was like, Alex. I was like, I see me Shames, the villain. His name Shames, whatever his name. I was like, he did.
It'd be Helen.
He did. Helen. I don't know. I'm watching this one. I have no idea.
Yeah, she was saying her real name was Helen.
Helen?
She went undercover, Mr. Helen something. Mrs. Helen something. Before she went to be Dylan or whatever.
Dylan. Yeah, I don't know. But he said Alex, and I just kept laughing.
Like, thinking, what?
He said,
oh, Wilson.
What he said? I was saying from all Ice Farm. They put that on Tubi, too, by the way. Yeah, shit. Name on the hammer ball.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I've been running circles. I haven't seen a villain yet.
Were you playing basketball Call of Duty right now?
No, I don't know what the fuck I said, but I don't think I said ball. But maybe I did. You didn't put bots in it. You didn't put bots in it. You didn't put bots in it.
And I recorded this shit too. So imagine we're running around
in circles.
Looking at people. I ain't put no bot on them. But yeah, the first one was great. Especially that fight scene. We didn't get people on our team.
The second one was fake with the helicopter. Yeah, that was pretty stupid. I don't know what the fuck. Hey, we should go 2-0, bro. We should go 2-0. We gonna die, but I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, Diesel.
Charlie Diesel. Yeah, second one started off like kind of fake. Hold on, Keyshawn was at WrestleMania. You bastard.
Oh, you didn't say that. Would you ever go to WrestleMania now?
Even though I don't watch wrestling anymore, because I never got the chance. Yeah. Just to get it off the childhood bucket list.
I know Haley Griffin liked to go. I think Griffin said he adopted.
They haven't gone.
They went to like a Raw or a SmackDown. You know what? They might have. I have to ask her. But I know because she used to watch a bunch of WWE. We was going to high school. It's like, I'm pretty sure she's going. I'm pretty sure before anything, Haley's going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if I want to go because it's a 2-night event now.
Whoa.
It said WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2.
Nah, y'all boy doing too much now, bro.
Yeah. But if it's on Charlie Jesus or whatever, I wouldn't watch that again. But yeah, but WrestleMania thing,
What makes me on? Is nighttime again?
Yep.
Alright. Nah, the beginning was fake with the helicopter bit, but I like it, though.
When they jumped out of the...
They fell with the helicopter, got in the helicopter, started the helicopter, and then gained enough speed to... lift the helicopter up at the last second.
You know what I'm saying?
While the two of them were on the planes, but I didn't care.
Let me tell you something that's jokey about that, bro. You know why the reason why when I play Wildlands and I jump out of the helicopter from high and try to catch it?
Yeah.
Is because of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Why am I shooting like this? Oh, shit.
That's why I do that shit now.
I try not to talk.
But yeah, that's why I try to do that shit now because that weird ass open. I try to go as high as I can, jump out, and see if I can kick. Oh, shit. What are you saying? Oh, sorry. Damn, it's on my knees.
You can't make it weak in the knees.
You gotta get the right gun with the
Yeah, I thought I had. I could have saw. Oh, the nigga shot me in the ass. Man, fuck him. No, damn it. Yeah, this. I think this one. That's not for time. I know.
That's what you trying to do.
Why am I still like a bitch, man?
Me too.
You too?
Man, that time you get sleepy, I guess. Oh, shit.
I do be sleepy at night.
Right, left side. Oof. Yeah. Back up.
Damn, I backed up into a shot.
Damn.
Oh. Take him up in my ass. I'm getting cooked.
Look here, bro.
Damn, DJ.
Look at that. But if, damn, hey, if you go back
like
to
me,
if you go back to one WrestleMania back in the day to go to, which one would it be?
Just to see, I was there. Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels. When Shawn Michaels had to retire him.
Oh, that one? Really?
Yeah.
That
Cause
one.
Because Shawn Michaels, like, he wasn't my favorite, but he was. It's Shawn. And then the storyline with him and Rick. Who keeps shooting me in the ass?
Word, though.
Blow up. Oh, it's some bitch about.
But when we had to retire Ric Flair.
I mean, you mean any WrestleMania ones we've been alive for?
No, like, okay, let's go to one for we was alive for and just all and do one.
I'm trying to remember all the WrestleMania because it's been a minute. Man, who the hell y'all shooting at, bro? Damn.
Who the fuck is shooting at?
Money talks.
Yeah, yep.
Ah!
Damn.
So y'all see that? Y'all shooting everybody in this courtyard, but y'all see the niggas behind me. Okay.
Who on our team? But,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, I ran
so. Which WrestleMania would be? But,
I don't know. I'm trying to remember all the WrestleManias. I just don't. It was so long ago.
I think the one I would pick a 23.
What was that?
John Cena versus Shawn Michaels. At the main event. And Batista versus Undertaker for the World Heavyweight
Championship. That's probably.
Even the pre-fights were pretty good, too. It's the McMahon versus Donald Trump for the hair.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad one.
Yeah, that would be the one I would actually like. I flapped myself. Damn. Oh, shit, I get the shot. I'm getting cooked.
Oh, shit. Wait, is you?
Yeah.
Is you? You on the roof?
I got him. Get.
Is it me?
Watch out, guys. Yes. Uh-oh, cross the way.
Booyah. I think something going on down here. Evil's a twist.
I think something's going on down there. I got a box. Be careful.
Thinking crazy.
But, yeah, 23 would be my main
one.
That's
not bad.
Another one would be good too is John Batista versus Great Khali in that Punjabi cage for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I don't think I would care.
Okay, okay. Goldberg.
Oh, if Goldberg. Look at me. You say something. If The Rock or Goldberg in it, I'm going.
Drop the roof. Fuck off the roof.
What's on
there? I dropped the damn thing.
Oh, behind you.
Oh, thank God. Oh, behind you. Got him. Nice. Got him.
Somebody coming. Gotcha.
Flash.
Got him. Okay. Can't see him anymore. Alright, good.
Got it. Reload. Gotta get the airplane.
I don't know what we're talking about. Because we got hella invested.
Got it there. I keep
talking about it. What are you dropping up for us for?
Because I feel like somebody
who you side you on?
They keep coming at us. So I figured this shit, right? If they aim at us, by the time they get there, they'll be dead. But yeah, WrestleMania 23 would be a good one. Be my main one I would like to go to.
Yeah.
I think Shawn Michaels versus Triple H would be a good one, too.
Oh, that would be a real good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, if The Rock will go... Oh, damn, the boys around.
Oh, The Rock.
If The Rock is in there or Goldberg is in there...
The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, no. That's number one.
That's number one.
Because they was talking... Both of them was talking that shit.
Yeah, that's a bitch. That's John Cena.
Yeah, he called John Cena. Yeah, but that was a bitch. And Fruity Pebble bitch.
You love him.
That nigga disrespectful.
Yeah, he is disrespectful. Oh shit, I got two turrets out.
Huh?
I got two turrets out.
Is that...
Nigga, it's hard to get one.
Oh.
Man, well, how you get killed?
Because ain't nobody got my damn back around this now. Pat Tillman me, bro.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
Damn, bro.
That is what happened. That is a factual. Well, I mean. Ooh, gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
Okay, I need people to stop texting me.
Your word. Oh, thank you for my life.
Like, all together. You ever just want to not talk to people?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all day, too. Like, not even just like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like, oh, I need a few hours of recharge. Like, no, fuck everybody today. I'm going to just turn my phone off.
Yeah, I can't say I wouldn't. I didn't.
That's like me all the time, man.
It's just like it don't happen much.
Nah, I can't.
Because I've been talking about myself for years. I mean, this is bothering me talking to other people.
I like
it. Sounds weird, but that's the truth. Oh, people don't.
I like not talking to people sometimes, man. Not that I don't like the space.
Right.
It's just I just wanna be chilling.
Right.
I be chilling. Ding, ding.
I hope work. Kubo B.
Like a rapper. Hey man, I missed all that actually because I don't know how to turn left or right. So like,
are you moving One Direction? Damn. Yeah. Damn.
Well, One Direction, that's a great band. I don't care what nobody says.
I don't know if I personally know any One Direction songs.
Catherine got me on, and she was right. She did good. Cause you know I don't like nothing. Oh, you the villain?
So goddamn, can't remember this.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Yeah. I watched that.
I don't know how I'm alive.
Oh wow. Oh damn, turn lights off on YouTube. Damn, man.
Nah, you know they gotta sneak me, bro. They gotta diddy me just to get a kill. That's sad, man. Sad.
Yeah, black as you. I watched this. I dropped some dope. Okay.
I don't feel bad. Yeah, I don't feel bad for Diddy. I don't feel bad. I don't get fucked up.
Diddy situation. I know. Probably didn't talk about it with Emma.
Damn.
When we do next podcast. Shout out to Emma and Haley. But yeah, that situation is wild. Like the thing is, with the same thing with
Damn, how you know I'm coming through the door, you bastard.
The same thing with the whole R. Kelly thing. I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah. I like remember I was telling you, I was like, how is it that we were laughing at Chappelle's show? Well, not us, but because I found out that I got older, kids were stealing Chappelle's show jokes.
Yeah.
But how is it that we were joking about this man peeing on girls?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when the documentary came out, I was like, that's disgusting. And I was like, is it only disgusting the second time around?
Right, because this is something that's been known. We gotta warn y'all.
Do you have to pass it through you have to put it in you have to pre-bake it first? Like, that's the only way you're gonna take something serious if you do it twice?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Because I'm trying to find out, like, why is everybody acting so surprised by it, bro?
No, I did.
Oh, that's what you did. Okay, my bad.
No, I got laid the fuck out.
There were three people over here with you. Why didn't they help you?
Because three people was in front of me, and it was like, I think he got it, boss. I ain't even get my second one yet.
Man. But yeah, like, why are y'all shocked by this shit? This man here is disgusting. This shit ain't, listen to his songs.
I mean, Ignition is great, though.
Huh?
Ignition is great, though.
Yeah.
Man, y'all gonna keep killing me. We gonna have a fucking problem.
Go on,
I swear.
Straight redneck,
I swear for a load.
And just straight to the redneck. Right,
rednecks are funny. I'm not even saying that in a facetious way. Like, no, motherfuckers is funny. Y'all gonna keep trying to shoot me in the back. That's the game plan for the day. Be a bitch.
Can't shoot you straight up.
Oh, that bomb blew up. See, 50 years. Oh, who's sneaking, huh? Who's sneaking? Who next?
All right.
Hip Hop Harry.
Oh, shit.
Diddy up there.
Yeah, like that. R. Kelly, damn, Diddy, like, what, y'all weird people, bro.
Damn, Diddy. Sound like Monique on the podcast.
Yeah,
damn, mama. Why did I say that for last? I said that one time. You was done.
Because
why have just random?
Yeah, why have we just been random? Yeah, no, this conversation we be having.
No, you see, you did the
Curtis. Yeah, I did the shit.
Boy, awesome. Bitch, you might kill you first, bro.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. Dude.
Sorry, that's how I hurt myself last time.
Yeah, but see, that's why I put you guys in a strict retirement check next time. Bro.
I get to play 2K next month.
You wait till everyone to watch.
Remember, I said I was gonna wait till me to play them again.
Oh yeah.
So I can heal up all the way. Yeah, because doing push-ups, I am clearly fucked.
Yeah.
My arm is fucked.
You're old, man.
Oh, for sure.
I died.
I ain't lying for right now, because they're going to hold me in a second. I guarantee you that. I give them oh, I got you, bitch ass. Here go one more for y'all. Oh, you bitch.
Man, ain't no other new show. Oh, yeah, I got to watch Invincible still, man. So far, it's good so far. I forgot that, I can't remember the actor's name that played Killmonger's father. And,
Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown, yep.
Speckle my dog.
Also, when I first saw him, it was Supernatural.
Yeah, he was
a Morgan.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a good character.
He was a great. Yeah, he was showing for three seasons. So yeah. I mean, that's.
I saw him. What else I saw him? Cause he was on a lot of stuff. Thing too.
Hotel Artemis.
What's my dog? Amari Hardwick, Ghost from.
Oh, yeah, he was on everything.
If you look back, him and Laz Alonso, who played Mother Milk.
Yeah.
They've been in a gazillion things we used to watch back
then. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize that was Mother's Milk until I had to rewatch Joker the Broom.
And it's Christmas.
Yeah, I like he was a joker.
Ah. Yeah, he was a dick in that too. He might be a dick.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's probably a nice guy.
Mother's Milk is a little baby sometimes, especially when it comes to that show episode. Bro.
I'm going to be done with that show. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I ain't got to have that show for a minute.
Headshot, yeah. Wee.
It did, my side.
You did West Side.
Right side.
Oh, I said, what are you, throwing sets up for, bro? Who the fuck listening to this? What the fuck wrong with you? Yeah. See, them white people who think this shit again might do that.
Take some right now, bro. I'm as nerdy as you can get. You ain't never going to see no shit like that.
I thought you been going up a set.
Nigga, why, again,
on,
I'm the nerdiest nigga
on
you
on wax.
You know I ain't going to see no shit.
On like wax. I said, oh boy, brave. Yeah, I ain't know who going to fight with him. I'll fight with you. I mean, I'm going to get on your ass every time. Yeah. But I'll fight with you. But no, please don't do shit. I do hope children understand. I'm so sorry.
No!
Man, I almost fucked myself up.
But see, you better fuck your own high up.
I do hope kids
understand
the stupidity of throwing up sets. And when you are not in a set yourself.
Right. See, don't shit like that for.
Straight Outta Compton. Hey, remember, yeah. Straight Outta Compton came out, every white person at Northside.
Understood
that. Was like, I'm from Charleston. I'm like, no. You say North Charleston, but you right by the mall. Let's relax.
Yeah, you're in Somerville.
Yeah, you're not down Montague. Let's down Dorchester and Rivers. Hey, in my high old dog.
Blue. Yeah, I'm about to say blue.
I'm about to say, because like, he got a passive mode on. What the fuck?
Passive?
What are you talking about, bro?
Don't upset this shit, like how stupid that is.
Yeah, but we said something specific about back in the day, I think.
Yeah, oh nice. You could be throwing up sets and shit.
Yeah, you said something else. Yeah, you right there. You can't throw up sets.
Damn.
I don't understand the... Yeah, no, everybody was from North Charleston. I was like, yeah, like, we was on Rivers.
Yeah.
Off of Montague. What was it? Was it Kerr drug? It was like K-E-R, but was it supposed to say care? Or were they saying like, hey, black people say Kerr. So was that like a slide on us?
I'm going to put that out there.
I was thinking it was behind your phone.
What do y'all think? What do you think it was? We think it was. Was it care drug or courage drug?
I hope it was courage drug because the man who owned it named Kerr. But part of me feels like some board man was like, it's going to be in the hood, right? Yeah. What if we call it Kerr? But like, care. Because you know how they say care. They say Kerr. Like right there. So they're like, oh, I like that care. I like that. So it was a little Kerr drug.
I like that.
And
I
then
like
every time it's like, hey, how do you feel about this store? Like, Kerr drug? Yeah, we do. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? That's Kerr. That's not even care.
That was an actual argument back in the day when we were kids, bro.
Yeah, I was like, what is it, Kerr or care?
Yeah, like the stuff we used to argue about the kids was stupid as shit.
Punch buggy, whether you saw who first. Yeah. Or if you called it too late.
Yeah. Anyway, punch buggy was annoying when you played with them.
You called it too late. You said you ain't see him, nigga. What do you mean?
What you mean? They can't call something that you ain't see.
Mm-hmm. What
kind of shit is that?
How you know I call him too late if you ain't see him? I can't be a pilot.
That had to been the worst.
Oh, Frank.
The worst trip on the road because I was stuck between Granny, God bless you.
Yeah.
And Robbie.
No, I've never. I don't think I've been in the long. No, I have. We went to Florida because Uncle Curtis had some little church thing.
Oh, you too.
Whose church? Where we at in Florida, DJ? I don't fucking know. I know is what pissed me off is you know the rule in the black family and maybe other families. I don't know y'all. I'm not y'all, so I don't fucking know. I'm just saying the black family. These motherfuckers kill me on the first one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. You know, if your folks ain't cook it, you don't need it.
You don't need it, yeah.
That's the rule. That's the rule.
Yeah. No, that was a surprising thing. When I went to my senior trip or whatever, like, I had a lasagna because I was fucking hungry.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only motherfucker not eating.
But that's the thing. That's the rule.
I was so scared to eat because it was an itinerary. I don't know why. Okay, whatever. I forgot it was Northside. But they gave mom and the itinerary what we gonna do. We gonna eat at certain places or whatever. Yeah, one of them was at somebody else. You nobody else. You know what they got? I said, you think they gonna just poison me?
I ain't no DJ.
But that's what I said. Look, that's why I said that. I hurt myself after I said it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, yeah, I am the only nigga on the trip. Not tripping. I was the only nigga on the trip. And oh shit, they got him. Turn the nigga to dust.
Surprise,
motherfucker. You got him. But yeah, I had lasagna. I had three servings. Should be good.
That's the thing. The rule is you don't. We went to these people. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
We were
fine, son. It's amazing how they always miss you first. They come straight from me, Dre. That's the thing. We ain't supposed to.
Yeah.
That's the rule. You don't need from the hot cool. So we go to their church. Uh-huh. And they can make, we've been to church forever. We got up early. Mind you, we went to Miami. We didn't even go to cool Miami. We went to like AIDS. Oh, man. It's like
the crack Miami?
Crack. We went to crack Miami, bro. Oh, dang. So it wasn't even cool. Their buildings were still pink, but it wasn't like 80s, you know, Miami Vice pink. It was more like Scarface pink. It wasn't nice.
Right.
So we was like, yo, we not gonna eat the breakfast because y'all said we don't eat for nobody.
Yeah.
So we'll probably go like Golden Corral or we'll go somewhere after this.
Right.
Dumb boys start eating. We said, wait, whoa. Y'all said we can't eat. Y'all said we can't eat.
Why we eating?
Yeah, so what y'all doing? So me and CJ was like, well, surely they're not gonna let us starve because we're not gonna eat dinner until like 5 o'clock. So it's like 11 or 12. They're not gonna let us starve until 5.
Right.
We still young. The motherfuckers ain't stop on the way back, bro.
Dang.
Straight to the hotel. So me and CJ literally was ignoring them niggas. We was just talking to each other the whole time, bro. They say something, we act like we ain't here. We was like, no, bro, y'all killing us. Yeah. And I should call my mama.
Like, she doing anything different.
No, she cursed them out.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, she make it a problem.
She make it a problem. If it ain't a problem, it's going to be
one. Yeah, she'll make it one, yeah. Get your ass back here.
She been running like a little bitch.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Turn back. Turn around.
Nice. Ooh, I got my gun's still shooting. Oh, damn.
You blew yourself up with somebody? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I blew myself up.
Shoot, but yeah, they starved us. Just like Jessica starved
us. You still on that shit, bro?
Hey, look, that was closer.
You, I can lie to you, bro. See, like, every other time, you don't pick your time to pull that up.
It's always Jessica.
It's all just joking shit for real, bro. Oh, shit.
Hey, at least I made up the damn waffle.
Yeah, I can lie to you, bro. I think it took you 12 years to get out of that. Everybody, how old are you now?
Everybody got their own stories. I got that. You got that damn basketball game. You tell your 50 stories, let me tell my 50.
Okay, difference is, though, I built that basketball thing when basketball season come around.
No. Whenever we talk about bitches we can't trust, it's that shit. Whenever we talk about how we used to whoop Chris in the ass in basketball, why are you shooting me and I ain't paying attention?
Hey, you can't call yourself a nigga.
Yeah, you can't sneak a nigga. It ain't call yourself a nigga. You can't. That's fact. That's fact.
Can't be a real nigga.
You can't be a real nigga. And you after you sneak up on one. That ain't how that work.
Nope.
You know some J. Cole and Drake stuff.
Nah. You go ahead. Reload. Oh, damn, got my gut.
Oh, man, that.
You got me.
You got me. Oh, you bastard. Gotcha, bitch.
Nice. You hurt somebody, you're killing them.
Thanks.
Playing Call of Duty and talking shit.
Headshot.
Hey.
Oh, ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody praying for me.
Eat that people house. Like what people house they eat at the babies?
I don't do that. I don't know who I would actually eat.
Like, your girl, oh, shit.
Oh, my fucking girl. Your girl. My nigga, that's a man.
Whatever friend you had who mom wouldn't care for you, said that actually wouldn't buy it cooking for you, you probably eat something.
Oh, that actually did horribly like 2 weeks ago, last week. I don't know how to eat it. I was gonna lie to you.
Okay, bro. I guess I gotta pass the torch on the slick dick bandit. I can't have that title no more.
Wait a minute. I had a whole gun. You got it.
Huh?
I had a whole gun. Who you passing the title to?
See, cause I ain't doing my job. That's what I said.
What's the slick dick bandit do?
Nah, man, I'm not talking about that right now.
What's your occupation, sir?
I'm not talking about the whole gun. It's understandable. Oh,
Oh, I gotta get my finger on the trigger. I can't escape.
Get the trigger, nigga. Get
the trigger, nigga. Get your mouth spot. Get that trigger next time, nigga.
Like, wow.
I love that show.
Yeah, I'm not rewatching that, though.
No.
That is the one show. I might watch clips.
I would never rewatch
a show.
I watched the Franklin yelling stuff.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Who shot you, left or right?
Right, it's out there. He probably moved, though. Yeah, he moved, yep. Nice shot.
Thanks. I don't know where to go. I feel like they're gonna jump me right now.
That ain't the way you are. Okay, I see you. Oh, crap. Are you ready? Oh, you got me.
Where?
Down.
No! Who is in the pineapple? Yeah. I was trying to get that. I was trying to get that, that nuke. I was trying to get the dude.
My baby.
Hey, we got some good,
trigger discipline.
Yeah, because I almost pulled the trigger.
Man, me too.
I almost pulled that bitch.
Yeah, well, come on, huh? Mm-hmm. Andy, how is he?
Oh, you littles. Picking any... You just dropped the bitch. I'm gonna just drop them. Hey, I didn't need behind the single, are you?
Yeah, it is too. Yep, they kill him.
Ah. Die, nigga.
Oh, crap. Why he walking to the wall in that? Damn, he can. He can. No, nope.
I remember Dave Chappelle said he knows this comedian. And this club owner was asking him, why do you use so much profanity? And he said his friend was like, I use profanity because I use a profane lifestyle. I was like, dang, that's hard. No, because I live a profane lifestyle. I thought that was fine. Because people always ask, like, why you say nigga? Because I live a nigga life. I'm not a nigga. But I live the life of a nigga.
Right.
I got born one day and I got old and realized I was in this nigga body. I was like, oh. I get it. I just ran around in circles. And I didn't realize until, like, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds in.
Right when I was playing damn Red Dead.
Dead. No, me and CJ was spinning out on that shit. I ain't gonna lie. See,
like, I was playing it high when I was playing with the bigger boys.
Yeah.
And they were serious, like, not serious, but they were like, you know, like, they were more, accurate, I should say.
Yeah.
And I told him, look here, bro. I'm about to be, well, goodness, survival map mode.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Who shot me? Behind you, brother. Hey, brother, that's my locker.
That's what we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let that right now. You know how TV shows.
Yeah, no. No.
Booyah. Walker.
I think he got past. He did.
God. You look.
Nothing.
Flashing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yep, so, what's that? Behind us. You look. Oh, that blueberry about to get his ass shot off.
I do want a cherry Pop-Tart, now that you said that.
Ooh, I'm trying to understand the correlation.
There's a blueberry Pop-Tart.
Where?
In the store, or you mean where I got killed?
Oh, no, we in the house?
You said no, blueberry. Not in the house, no.
Well, I said, hey, look at where the Pop-Tart out.
Oh, no, you can have, where the white woman at? No, you can have the blue Pop-Tart.
It's I don't know what flavor is.
Hell, no, hell, what?
I don't, I really don't. Yeah, I can't, yeah, like, I don't really care what flavor the Pop-Tart is. I like Pop-Tarts.
I just like a song. I like Pop-Tarts. I like Pop-Tarts. I like cherry, strawberry, cool, brown sugar. It was, sugar. I knew you were going to do it. I was waiting for it.
Sugar. You still get all the time.
That was our song. That song's on, was it D'Angelo?
Was it D'Angelo? I think so.
That song's on Thin Line.
Yeah,
well, damn! They got that. I shot a nigga in the head. I think your thing killed him.
Okay.
I just took his head off. Man. But I didn't.
We're shooting the game. Playing a game, by the way, people.
Oh. Yeah, no. We didn't take y'all on the damn joyride.
What's happening?
Then Marvel's Capcom 2.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a gun guy I'm shooting at.
That's the idea.
DJ, you thought I killed him. I would have dueled him if I knew that. I knew they was playing that fuck shit.
Yeah, word.
Excuse the shit out of me. Can we end this map? I'm getting a little frustrated. Ooh. Ooh.
Grenade.
Ooh. No, that was bad.
Oh, what the? Where he at?
DJ, I don't know that sneaky nigga. I'll be honest with you. I just watch it back because they sneaky niggas around here.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, see, it was sneaky.
Bastard.
Man, fuck was that? That's some pushy shit, man.
That's some J. Cole and Drake shit.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah. Oh, you suck.
Damn, hit the fool of that tree.
Oh, back up.
Hey, man, listen. I got about 5 seconds before I put my foot up your ass. Y'all gotta stop with this cheating.
Yeah, man.
Damn, this nigga breathing hard, boy. That shit scared me.
Ooh.
This dude in front of me, you see a little smoke coming out of his mouth? That nigga scared the shit. That nigga breathing for real. Yeah,
he breathing like a real life breather.
Oh. Stop hitting them corners like that.
Bro. The corners were goddamn fast.
Look at it, baby. You're in the corners too goddamn fast. You need to slow this motherfucker down. I'm going to spell my, what's it?
Yak.
My yak on the $200 suit. Get it together, baby.
Yeah, whatever, motherfucker.
Next Friday.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They got 50 points. Yeah.
I don't even know how much we have in this damn.
I forgot. I knew we were playing here. We the fucking game.
I don't know how to explain it. I know we changed the conversation at least 7 times like that. I have no idea where we at.
I don't even know what universe we're in.
Bo? We'll do that.
No, I ain't never been that high. No, no, shrooms. That's the lie. Yeah, for sure.
I was about to say.
Yeah, no, I saw lights, nigga.
Salt lights.
I saw lights.
Yeah, you trying to get damn beamed up?
Scotty.
Scotty? Yeah, Scotty. What was that though? Damn,
You know it. Start with an A.
Oh, it's $2.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
on YouTube.
Yeah.
Full thing.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I'm about to watch. I told you when I watched it, I felt like a kid again. I might watch it tonight because I've been hella depressed. Yeah, that's a good one. Who downvoted this nigga? He ain't say nothing.
Who?
Nah, you know Reddit.
Oh.
Damn, that boy downvoted me for that answering a question.
Did you answer the question?
Rightly, too.
What was the question?
No, he was asking about this song in the Atlanta teaser trailer when yeah. season 2 came out.
Uh-huh.
I said it was Sonder, Too Fast, and then, Gap in the Clouds by Oldies.
Yeah.
Which is actually her hit.
Yeah.
I had 8. And then somebody commented, so I can't see what the comment was. I look back, I got 4.
Damn. Why are you on Reddit?
We got a lot of funny discussions. That's how I find like the It's Always Sunny. No, because back then you could do it on Chrome, but they changed it to make it way difficult. Like, you go in and then it's like, do you want the app or do you want to continue whatever? And they did it every fucking time. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just make it.
Right. Man, it sounds so anxious.
The whole time?
It's not fine.
But, 17 seconds. Come on, baby.
In the helicopter, I think.
Should be faster than.
Hey,
oh, we playing here. Shit.
Yeah, Afghanistan.
I know. I forgot to say something. I forgot the joke. I think Chris Rock said it. Head of State? I don't know.
State?
Or at least the weapon 4, I think. He was funny at least the weapon 4.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, I got the wrong gun. Fuck that.
What gun you have?
It's not the right one.
It ain't heavy ass knife. Let's get to the spot.
Let's get swifty. Yeah. Rick and Morty, though.
I still gotta finish that.
Yeah, last season, the first half was asking me, but
right.
It was it got flowing after a while. Oh, I got you, Nick.
Are they getting another season?
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive, actually.
Right. Wouldn't mind watching. I know the episode that I watched one time. I was like, nah, the hell with that.
I'd be watching the fucked up one sometimes.
You get past my goddamn. Sorry, the bridge.
Oh. Dang. You gave yourself away, dummy.
Yeah, he did give himself away. That one.
Yeah, 3 minutes, boss. Not really.
What? Oh, shit, damn. I didn't realize that shit wasn't that long.
Dude, I feel like I was recording, man. I don't know what the fuck I said.
Yeah, this would be an hour before the record, tell you that.
I don't know what the fuck I said.
Oh,
I'm just chilling. Someone on the right side? You on the bridge with me?
Yeah.
Oh, we. Ooh, what was the.
My gun with the sniper. With the thing around.
I see they though.
Somebody started building.
Yeah, the thing about the old days is. They the old days.
Because of the building.
Slim Charles. The Wise. That and the Sopranos are my two favorite shows of all time.
The Sopranos?
Yeah, that and The Wise. Ain't even close.
Yeah, I give you that. I ain't watch.
You ain't finished The Wire all the way.
I got finished. And, like, the episode I saw, Sopranos were pretty cool too.
Oh yeah, you gotta start that too.
Yeah, like, I got too many things to watch.
That's a dope show. Funny too, believe it or not.
Right.
That show's a comedy.
Yeah, that's the episodes I watched were pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a box.
What's in?
But that's it for right now.
Where you at?
Huh?
Where you at?
Oh, I had the NBA here. Yeah.
I'm watching that. House Party.
That's a good one.
Oh, they shot me in the ninny. Oh, yeah. The result. There's a German study that said if you stare at breasts for 10 minutes a day, it helps your mental health. And I've been saying that. But I think everybody should stare at titties because titties are like...
helpful.
Oh, my goodness.
It's for health.
Come on, titty. Come on, titty.
All right. Well, that's it for the night. Thanks for... for being this crazy ass episode.
Ooh, I wrote a name. Sorry, the fan turned off, so I think your mama.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Damn, sound like Trin.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
Well, we'll catch y'all next time. Until next time, y'all stay blessed.
Hi, this is Haley from Comics Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all the new episodes. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our UFC YouTube channel. Link will be in the description. See you there.